欢迎收听本次节目，我是朗读者张子康。前棍 dance, which was successfully declared as the intangible cultural heritage list of Chongqing in 2009, is a traditional dance art with a history of nearly 1,000 years in Chongqing, China. Chengkou County is known as the hometown of 前棍 dance.Because of popularity of this dance in the region, the 前棍 dance spread in Lantian Town of Chengkou County is an outstanding representative. Legend has it that during the reign of Emperor Qianlong, a rich man named Cao Zhuo often hung plenty of copper coins on the gate, because he thought the emperor's title was carved on the coin.Whose sound blown by the wind would exorcise evils and demons. For the sake of safety, ordinary people also began to hang a small number of copper coins on the gate and called them 前棍. When the wind blows, 前棍 would shake and make a clear and melodic sound. Interestingly, people found 前棍 so funny and therefore,took it down to swing and use it to hit their bodies. Then, the residents in the country yard gathered together to play 前棍 at a certain speed, which was the rudiment of the 前棍 dance. Later on, people found the dance could eliminate fatigue and build up their bodies, so they choreographed a variety of ways to play with music, tune, and lyrics.Which made the dance become a good way to relax during the slack farming season. The 前棍 dance once served for the Red Army to publicize revolutionary principles and paved the way for the revolution in Chengkou. As Chongqing is undergoing development, the simple people from Lantian inherit and retain their predecessors' experience out of their affections to 前棍 dance.And integrate the elements of modern singing and dancing to give new momentum to the dance. From the classic song, the golden bamboo 前棍 comes 110 centimeters in length, to the popular ones like 走天涯. People in Lantian inherit 前棍 culture in their specific ways.Lantian Square witnesses dancers in a good formation, stepping at a correct rhythm, shaking 前棍 in their hands, and 前棍 sounds like silver bells, and then they continue to hit crotches, shoulders, hips, waists, and feet, then run, dance, hit the correct parts, and integrate songs and dances, as well as stretch broadly.Although all of these seem quite easy, beginners are often so stressed with their body movements that the sound of 前棍 is made quite dull, and their bodies will also get bruised. Since 前棍 dance is demanding in tactics, learners need to keep calm and hone their will before getting skillful. It is a practice that makes perfect. Learning 前棍 dance.Also can help dancers lose 5 kilograms of weight in a month and make their bodies more flexible, which reflects its features of fitness. The appreciation of 前棍 dance is not only embodied in the dance, but also in 前棍 itself. The conventional production of 前棍 is to drill holes at both ends of an approximately 1 meter long golden bamboo and to embed several copper coins. However, Yang, a local craftsman from Zhongyue root carving, exercises the ingenuity of root carving in the production of 前棍. With his specific standard of the size and quality of golden bamboo,Yang will drill the holes and embed more coins, and then polish them carefully, ornament with fringes, and coat with paint so that the golden bamboo could be presented in front of people in various shapes. These time-consuming and painstaking procedures render 前棍 a work of art. Nowadays, 25 towns and villages in Chengkou County have built their own Qianggun teams. The Qianggun dance is becoming one of the important means of entertainment and fitness for people, and it successfully made a striking appearance in the Shanghai World Expo in 2008. The Qianggun dance competition and the 1,000 people Qianggun dance performance are becoming the new cultural name cards of Chengkou County and even Chongqing Municipality.